So our Spotlight UK artist this weekend is Steve Bonham and the Long Road, featuring Chris the Bishop Lydon and Kev Moore. And I've got Kev on the line with me now. Good afternoon, Kev.
Good afternoon, PJ. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
Pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah, it has certainly been a strange one. But really light at the end of the tunnel, I think. So just to get us started then, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kev. I understand you've had a very interesting past so far regarding music with Tubeless Hearts and pop band absolutely. Christy. And do you want to give us a little bit of a background about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I think when you get to live long enough, your past becomes interesting eventually. I started out playing in bands as a kid, really, just locally. And in fact, just this morning, I walked past the old garage that still exists where we used to rehearse when we were about 10 years old.
Right.
And it was around those days that I first met Steve Bonham, actually. But then we went off in different directions. And I went professional when I was about 20 and was touring Scandinavia solidly for 2 years.
Right.
Came back and formed the band Tubeless Hearts, which was quite a hard-working band. And we'd tour the sort of the basic bread and butter circuit, but we would write and record when we could. Mm-hmm. And we had various interests from record labels and what have you. And we recorded a single and an album, which now go for ridiculous money in Japan for some reason. I wish we could have sold them for 150 quid back then, because we could have done with the money. That's become a bit of a cult classic. And then the guys in Tubeless Hearts, we kind of got to know Jeff Christie, who we were all based up around the Leeds area. And Jeff was interested in getting back on the road. Or should I say, we convinced him that he was interested in getting back on the road. and we basically became Christie with Jeff and toured and recorded with him for about 30 years. And that took me everywhere, all over Europe and to Israel and to Russia and what have you. And that was great work and really good for developing your career and developing your ability to play to big stadiums.
Sure.
And I also, around that time, played with a punk band called the Gonads, which was Gary Bushell's brainchild, shall we say. Mm. I won't say that he was a singer, but he used to stand at the front and shout the words. And that was also fun because it got me to play at CBGB's in New York, which is, of course, a legendary venue, you know, and so I was very, very proud to play there. So my career has been very, very diverse. More recent years, I replaced Brian Connolly in his band BC Suite, mm-hmm. which basically continued playing the songs of the suite. And I also joined and began to write for a Danish metal band called Witchcross.
Right.
And I've been doing that for the last few years, and we have a new album out later this year. So, and then round about, I guess it's about 4 years ago now, I met Steve, and I hadn't seen him for like 30 years or something.
Right.
And I happened to be in Derby, because I live in Spain now, I happened to be in Derby, and I met up with him because he was doing a kind of charity show for his old bass player, Tim, who's a mutual friend of ours, who suffers with a quite a rare disease called ataxia, and he was doing a kind of benefit for it. And it was kind of Tim's last gig, where he played a couple of things on the night.
Right.
And Steve played a particular song that I said to him afterwards, so that's a really good song, mate. And he contacted me a couple of weeks later and said, do you want to fly out to Cong in Ireland and do the bass on the new album? So I said, yeah, why not? So that was the beginning of our connection again.
Right.
And then we started to write and mess about with ideas. And he said, I'll get you in this band, he said, threatening me. And so we started doing, we had a project where we released two albums simultaneously, The Girl with the Rattlesnake Heart and Reliance.
Yeah.
Two kind of quite distinct albums, but they sort of they bookended each other, really. But that sowed the seeds then for the American Wilderness project. And the band has developed with me, Bish, and Steve over the last couple of years, and developed its sound and our songwriting style. And it's become really quite hard to pigeonhole it. So we call it artisan music, because
right,
it's,
right.
it's very acoustic. It's very organic. Mm-hmm. And it's bloody hard to play live, actually. we get a bit carried away in the studio. And I play about four instruments in the studio, and then I give myself a hernia trying to reproduce something similar to that on stage.
Live. Very good. I was actually going to ask how you and Steve got back together again after all that time. You've covered that quite nicely. So the album that's out at the moment is The American Wilderness Odyssey by Steve Bonham, The Long Road, which is a compilation of the band's four previously released EPs. So is that the full tracks from all of the EPs in one album?
It is, yeah. They're all on there. We decided to go down the EP route this time because I particularly like the Joe Bonamassa model, where he, you know, his managers very cleverly sort of he keeps putting stuff out. There's always something happening. Mm-hmm. And whilst I think releasing albums with the regularity that Joe does is a bit much, because you know you start to struggle with material then, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he's reliant on a lot of covers and what have you. But we thought, well, if we do an EP, you know, then the project develops over time quite naturally, and you're keeping your name up there. There's tracks coming out to get radio play and,
sure.
and to get interest from the public. So you keep a buoyant sort of profile over a long period of time rather than an album out and then after a month it's forgotten about, you know.
Yeah.
And I also think it means you serve the songs better, because if you're recording 15 songs in a full recording session over a week or two or whatever, you will almost, it's very difficult not to have a few that end up as fillers, because you're right into a clock, you've got to get this album done and so on and so forth.
Sure. Where
doing it on an EP by EP basis, I think you give each song the attention it deserves. Plus you're creating new stuff as you go in. In the very last EP ended up with a song on that actually bookends the whole project beautifully, which didn't even exist when we started the project.
Right.
So it sort of proved its worth for me. So it's regard, I think.
Kind of organic in the way it's developed over time,
very
isn't it?
Organic.
So
yeah,
putting that into perspective, obviously you've already said there 15 songs. That was over a period of around 15 months. And it's known as, you know, exploding the moonshine myth and madness of the southern US. So how did all of that come about, the actual idea of doing this artisan style?
Yeah, I think it's an idea, the artisan style, the sort of keeping it real to acoustic instruments by and large, mm-hmm. was Steve's idea. And it's something that I've sometimes tried to rail against. A keen electric solo work here, and they all go no, we can't do that. And in fact, but it's the right decision, because it makes me work harder mm-hmm. on the guitar, yeah. you know, and not reliant. It's really what your fingers can do, and if they can't do it, then it doesn't happen, you know.
Right,
and,
sure.
And so it's that's been a good. It's a good. I mean, normally you'd think that a constraint is anti-artistic, yeah. But
right.
In fact, in this regard, it's not. It just makes you work harder to get your result.
Sure.
And from the subject matter is basically down to Steve and I's penchant for wanderings. You know, he's been off and done a couple of treks around the States, notably the Appalachians. He was up there mm-hmm. and survived. And I did the Southern States. I went over to Nashville and along the Music Highway to Memphis, and then all the way down through the Delta into Arkansas, and meeting some of the old blues legends and
right.
hanging out for the International Blues Festival in Memphis and New Orleans. And
sounds tremendous.
And it was just incredible, yeah. I mean, I'd gone there in 2010 for that trip, not really intending to write an album, but after about 4 days, I knew what was going to happen. You know, it's impossible to not be moved to do such a thing when you're sat next to 96-year-old Pine Top Perkins and having a conversation with a man that met Robert Johnson. You know, that's touching history. You know, and I was interviewed by Sunshine Sonny Payne on the King Biscuit Hour, which is what B.B. King used to listen to that show when he was in the cotton fields before
right.
he went up to Chicago. You know, everywhere you look, you're steeped in the history of this. And so that became My Blue Odyssey solo album. which was 18 tracks covering my journey.
Right, gotcha.
You know, and that's so I've been looking to be able to delve back into that when Steve and I have been working on these songs. Most of the stories that are the seed of all the songs on the American Wilderness Odyssey are from moments from Steve's treks. And I can slot right in there because I've been there and I know it.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
You know, I know where he's coming from with it, which is great.
Sounds perfect. Absolutely. So that leads us nicely on as well to a festival that you guys have going next weekend as well. The website is festivaloftheartisan.co.uk. Do you want to tell me about that? What's happening there next weekend?
Yeah, that's quite a mammoth undertaking, and we're very grateful to the Arts Council for helping us enable this festival, which is an online festival, but it will happen like any other festival. We're all going to be there at the venue, which is the Venture Theatre in Ashby de la Zouche, and we'll basically be putting the festival out live, and people can subscribe and watch the whole festival online. And
right.
we're going to try and make it as near to a real festival experience as possible. We've brought in festival caterers and stuff that people can deal with online to even get their food in as though they were going to the van on the side.
Right, tremendous. So
we're doing the best we can. We've got great people on there, the likes of Bella Hardy and Blair Dunlop. And we've got a few new faces. I've got a session I'm doing where I'm introducing four sort of fairly new artists, and I'll be playing a song myself before each one of them. I'll introduce them and they'll showcase their songs, and hopefully it'll be a nice shop window for a lot of these artists to get to a wider audience,
Sounds great. So there you go, folks. Just visit www.festivaloftheartisan.co.uk and get your tickets for next weekend. That does sound tremendous. I might even pop along myself if I finish moving house by then.
Yeah,
great stuff. So obviously you've got a lot going on at the moment, and you've certainly kept yourself busy during lockdown. Looking towards the future with Steve and the Long Road, what have you got in the pipeline in the not too distant future?
Well, we'll be looking now to do. We've just finished our new EP, which is I think it's more or less released in the next couple of weeks. I think there's already a track or two have slipped out online. But that's the first EP of the next project, which is the Down at the Crossroads project.
Right.
As it currently stands named, it may change, but that's where we are at the moment. And we have the material ready for the next EP, which we are planning probably late spring, hopefully to go back down into our favourite studio down at Woodworm in Oxfordshire,
right,
to record the next EP. So we're four songs down and four songs in the pipeline ready to go. So there's no sign of the inspirational tap running dry yet.
Great stuff. Great to hear. Well, Kev, it's been great catching up with you this afternoon. I appreciate you taking the time out. We are obviously,
it's a pleasure.
Thank you. We are featuring Steve Bonn on the Long Road right the way from Friday 5 o'clock through to around about 9 o'clock on Sunday night. So check that out at the weekend. And I wish you well. And thanks again for your time.
Cool. You're very welcome. Cheers, Fijo.